I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Accusations of doping are hitting this year's U.S. Olympic team for the first time. Tyler Hamilton won the gold medal in the individual bicycle time trials. He's now under investigation for blood doping. He says he's 100% innocent and prepared for a fight. From member station WBUR, Martha Biebinger has more.
The Athens Olympics are the first games where athletes have faced sanctions for blood doping. If found guilty, cyclist Tyler Hamilton would lose the gold medal he won last month. Hamilton says the idea that he would receive performance-enhancing blood transfusions is ridiculous.
I've always been a clean rider. I've always been a fair rider. I've been accused of taking blood from another person, which, if anybody knows me, knows that that is completely impossible.
But two preliminary tests indicate the presence of someone else's blood in Hamilton samples. One was taken on August 19th during the Olympics, and another during a bike race in Spain last week. Tests are not considered conclusive unless a second analysis of the same sample is positive. Results of the second round of testing have not yet been released. Hamilton questions the reliability of the process.
I know I'm innocent. I know I didn't participate in that, so if it does come out positive, then it's there's a flaw in the test, for sure. You know, don't forget, it's a new test, it's a first-time result.
Phonak, the Swiss company that Hamilton rides for, says the results indicate probability, not certainty. But doctors who have reviewed the use of blood doping tests say there are clear differences between host and outside red blood cells. Dr. Gary Wadler is a member of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Before these tests are introduced, they really scrutinize extensively to make sure they can withstand the challenges that athletes have been known to put forward in trying to defend their reputations and so on.
News of the doping allegations reverberated through the cycling world and sent shockwaves through Hamilton's hometown of Marblehead, Massachusetts. Chris Finn owns the Marblehead Bike Shop.
I don't know. I really feel strongly just knowing Tyler, and to me, it's just not his character. It's got to be a mistake.
Tyler Hamilton is a popular cyclist, well-regarded among Tour de France riders, who has no prior doping infractions. The editor-in-chief of Bicycling magazine, Steve Madden, says Hamilton is the last person he'd suspect of doping. But Madden is torn between suspicions about what he says was Hamilton's unusually strong performance in the Olympics and his own admiration for a man who finished last year's Tour de France with a broken collarbone.
When I take off my sports writer's hat and start thinking like a fan, it makes me really sad, because if it is true, it would really hurt that this is what we would remember rather than the heroic effort he made in the 2003 Tour or the great races he's had in Europe, and rather not remember Tyler Hamilton as a cheat.
But Madden says the damage to Hamilton's reputation is there, even if he is cleared of any wrongdoing. If the second round of tests is positive, Hamilton would likely be suspended from racing for up to 2 years as a first-time offender and lose his Athens medal. The International Olympic Committee is not commenting on this case. Hamilton says he'll fight at every level of appeal possible. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.